Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, who dog in hat now? Welcome to it, the Blammy Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, man?
Oh, waiting for this day to be over, man. This show is dragging. It is dragging on.
How many people you think today sitting at their desk with their hands in their on their face just saying to themselves, why did I
dear
do
God,
that?
Why? Should have called in sick. Should have called in sick, man. Yeah, there's a lot of us, ourselves included. This would have been better served if we just would have not done the show today. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. That's it.
Could you imagine going ham last night? Probably like what we did. And then having to go out and like throw dirt over your shoulder.
Oh, dude, like I did. Shovel
like
snow.
Construction work. Oh.
You know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat a bunch of other crappy food because I'm going to need something to help this hangover. Mm. And then I'm taking a nap. I'm taking like a 3-hour nap. That's what I'm doing.
Made a mistake of watching an hour episode of Modern Marvels yesterday about whiskey. By the end of it, dude, I was craving some whiskey for
done.
Sure.
Unbelievable. Well, hey, let's limp through this here and get to the final hour. Right now, though, it's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medley Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can. Nabis. Mm-hmm. There you go. I'm sure there's some people that partook yesterday, made that Super Bowl food taste even better, man.
I tell you what, I guarantee during the halftime show, it was a little smoky in people's houses.
Anyway, whatever you're looking for, medical, recreational, the bud tenders at MedLeaf going to get you taken care of. All right, go check them out. Your dumb vocabulary for today, let's do, oh boy, I'm going to give it a shot. Sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys, huh?
Sea monkeys.
Well, it's definitely not what a sea monkey is. Does it have anything to do with sea, man?
Sea monkeys.
It does. He didn't answer that. All right. So, I don't know. Just your little swimmers, man. You're on the right path. It's the little tadpole looking things, you know? The little squirrely tail. Is that what it is? It
has to do with that. Yeah. There's a little more to it.
Sea monkey. So what does it have to do with the monkey? God, dude, I don't know. I have no idea what you got.
I'll help you out. It's when a man reaches, you know, final destination underwater.
Okay.
You know, underwater. When you go, but it's underwater.
Oh.
Here, I'll lay it out for you. Example, I got to clean the hot tub after accidentally releasing the sea monkeys last night.
I'm getting out of the pool.
Get out of the pool. All right,
I'm getting out of the pool.
You know, just burn that hot tub. All right, burn
it. There's a lot of things that can float by you in a pool that disgust me. Not by me on the top of the list, dude.
All right, there goes a Band-Aid. Right,
that's
there.
Fine. I'll deal with the Band-Aid.
I don't know what that
is,
but that's gross.
I'll deal with that baby Ruth. That's not a baby Ruth, but...
I don't know what that is, but that's gross. All right,
I don't want that cloudiness floating by me, dude.
Sometimes you're in the hot tub and that jet rubs up against you the right way. Oh, this show is just, it's going down the tubes real quick, Kind of like the sea monkeys when you drain the hot tub. That's right.
No,
all right, that is your dumb vocabulary for today. We're sorry.
Rock 107.